What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Business owners will soon have to ensure they trade using only the metric system in order to avoid paying considerable fines under amendments to the Weights and Measures Act. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voter's list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voter's list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
The House of Representatives recently passed amendments to the Weights and Measures Amendment Act to increase fines and penalties for breaches. This act was passed in 1976 to regulate the use of weighing and measuring equipment.
The act, among other things, establishes mechanism for the standardization of weighing and measuring equipment and imposes penalty for non-conformity with the provisions of the act.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. The sales of products and services that are impacted by the Weights and Measures Act account for a significant percentage of the country's gross domestic product, GDP.
Industry sectors that are potentially affected by our Weights and Measures regime include retail food sales, other retail sales, petroleum products, transportation, chemicals, and electricity.
The Commerce Minister says the fines and penalties associated with the legislation have been in place since 1976 and do not act as a deterrent to offenders. The fines ranged from $100 to $2,000. Under the legislation, Section 22 of the Principal Act has been amended to provide for a fine increase from $2,000 to $1 million. To this end, vendors, gas station operators, shop owners, and traders in possession of defective weighing or measuring equipment are liable for a fine of $1 million.
The amendment to the bill seeks to deter offenders and ensures that consumers are protected and are given high standard of consistent service. These amendments will foster better regulatory practice and strengthen commerce.
The amended regulations attached to the bill will provide not just for the inspection of the equipment involved in petroleum sales, but also the importation of equipment without notifying the Bureau of Standards, Jamaica.
The regulation is amended to reflect an increase in the fine from $2,000 to $1 million where a person imports into Jamaica any weighing or measuring equipment without the approval of the Bureau of Standards in writing, or where a person has in his possession for use or purpose of trade any weighing or measuring equipment unit that is not specified in the Act.
Given the substantial increase in fines, the Bureau of Standards and the Consumer Affairs Commission will be required to carry out an education campaign to inform the public of the changes. The bill will be sent to the Senate for approval.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, Sagicor, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.